Hey, no Chris. Way, no way. I'm cutting out. Hey, Brains. I have a special edition. I am so excited about this show. So everybody agreed to allow me to record it. This is my ego tripping team. And Brigitte Grenstra, right down there, she is our Uber driver, okay? This was one of the best shows. I think this show got over 1,600 downloads and hits. This was an Edgy Award, the first one for 2018 for most listened to. So basically, this is about your ego, feeding it, nurturing it, and teaching it how to work for you. Brigitte Grenstrom is from Sweden originally, and she is world-renowned for her work with the ego. Right there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's peeps right there. That's my cousin, Devre Kirkland, out of Columbus, Ohio, right? And then right there, or should I go right there, is my love. That is Phil Bolander, and he is the founder of Seed and Lead. So really quick, to give you just a backdrop, all of us did an experimental project with Brigitte. We had an interview with her. We talked about our ego and uncovering it and figuring out what we did. Then we went through almost a year-long course figuring out, look at this, our life.
It's upside down.
Oh, okay. I didn't bring a beer to this session. Okay, so this here is our life spider, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it, and we're going to check in as to how we still utilize these skills, utilize these traits, and you know how it's impacted our lives. This is going to be good, Rain. This is going to be good. So, everybody, welcome to the Edge once again. We want to have our facilitator, Brigitte Grenstrom.
I just wanted to let you know that she's totally hijacked me. So I'm just running up and sweaty and from the barn, walking my ducks and taking care of the goats and the horses and everything. So I have no idea about the hair, about this. It's there is no plan, but I guess we just do as usual. We get going and then we will see where we're ending up. So exactly what's your plan now, April? So can you bring me into the session?
Mm-hmm. The downloads are incredible. Mm-hmm. Friends, you know, we got to fill you in on some of this. I'm going to rerun some of the shows, but you got to understand what some of this terminology is. A download is a feed of information. It's an energy force. It's a thought. It's a thought process. Mm-hmm. It's something that invokes you to move, or you better move and act on it. Because the universe is telling you something, okay? And so we have learned to pretty much really connect. When that download happens, be it in the car, be it in the shower, be it on the telephone, when we have it, we know that this is a divine message that cannot be ignored. And so Brigitte has helped us, you know, define that and then put it in perspective with regards to our life. So tell us a little bit about you, Brigitte, and the work that you do, and bring my brains up to speed.
Oh, that's easy. I can just jump in what you were saying now. The reason that those who's doing the life spider can get to those downloads is because we are remove lots of blocks, assumptions, values, norms, and things that kind of hide a personality. And when those blocks are gone, you start to listen to your intuition, for you who still don't know about the spider. And then when you are able to really hear the downloads and you receive it. So it's more to it, but that's one big reason. And that's why April is talking about, she's so excited about the ego. We have to uplift our ego. We have to embrace it. We have expand it, and we are listening to it. So that's just the background. How is it possible to do a download? So that's one part of it. So me, and I've been working on this life spider system for a couple of decades, and I have, from the beginning, I had a question in my life, maybe 4 years old, what's the meaning of the life, and why is people behaving like they do? And since that day, I asked those questions, I've been doing research, and I have been practicing, and so no wonder I ended up in the coaching environment or world, And so my background is, to try to make this short, April, you could give me a little warning before so I could be prepared.
Like, you don't have to look. We've got on our sweat clothes. We are here. We're just trying to catch up.
Yeah.
But what you were saying, it's a lot of information, Brave, and we're going to give you all of that. But what we want you to have a basic understanding of is the philosophy of this work.
That's good.
Okay. And the framework of the work. So exactly the details of it, it took us a year.
Yeah.
And we love each other. I mean, we are so close and so connected. Yeah. So with that little background, we want to go ahead and we want to introduce Devray Kirkland. Tell us a little bit about you, Devray, and what you think about this, you know, this whole philosophy.
Well, I think first, it's just happy to be back together with everybody. It's great for all of us to have the opportunity to reconnect. I didn't realize how much time we invested in not only ourselves, but each other, and then how much you missed that. And it's been a tremendous thing for us. I think, you know, never for, you know, April and I being cousins, but never having met, you know, Phil or Brigitte, and now, you know, they're kind of extended family for me, and the things that we discuss. And I think one of the biggest things that I thought about, you know, the spider and just the work that we did, what is it uncovered so many things for me, and not just my career, personal life, but just how you create balance within your own world and in your own life. And what are the things that you are experiencing and you're asking why, and maybe you should be asking why not, or you're asking why and you shouldn't be asking anything. You should just be accepting it as a blessing or as guiding principle for you to move forward. And so for me, I thought it was just a really tremendous opportunity for us. We spent a lot of time together, I think over the course of the year, right? You know, regular cadence of meetings, and it was just really great. I mean, we got to know each other on a very personal level, to where we were able to provide coaching to one another. That was just invaluable. And so I'm happy to be back together with everyone to kind of reignite the flame and to kind of dig a little bit deeper. So I'm happy to be here.
And you know what? We have cried together. We have laughed together.
Indeed.
Okay. We have had animals delivered together. But what also we didn't mention is the driving forces. What drives you? What motivates you? What incites you? What is your life purpose? Is it communication? Is it facilitation? Is it directing? Is it motivating? Is it money? Whatever it is. So we can't forget that, because all of that is within the framework of what is known as the ego. Ego is really your friend. So now I want to introduce you to my other friend right down there, Mr. Phil Bolander. And he is the founder of Seed and Lead. He is a phenomenal talent. What a resource. I'm telling you, any company that works with him or gets him, believe and trust. He knows what he's doing. He's a strong advocate for the gay community, gay rights, the local public television. I could talk about him forever. So Phil, please, what has this group done for you? And what would you like to share with our brains?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What I can tell you is, much like Devray, it was a massive investment that I continue to reap the benefits and the harvest on a regular basis. And so I'm really grateful for that. Going into this, I had the attitude towards my ego that it was about keeping it in the passenger seat and keeping it tamed, if you will. And what I learned through this process was, let the ego fly, let the ego come out, let the ego have its playtime, let the ego figure out how to dance with my spirit soul and create these, you know, these manifestations of what they're supposed to do together. And, you know, I remember my first download, it was the book Wings of Wisdom, Lessons Learned at 35,000 Feet. And it was just like, boom, one morning I woke up and there it was. And 24 days later, it was a book and it was out there. And I lovingly refer to it as the piece of art that your kindergartner brings home. And you have to put it on the refrigerator. And every once in a while, when you walk by it, you go, oh my God, that's hideous. But it's beautiful, right? Beautiful. And so I'm really grateful for the support that we gave each other. And I'm really grateful for the confidence that I gained as a result of the regular meetings that we had. So, yeah, and a lot of amazing things have happened. So when we get to that part, I'll be able to tie it to this experience for what's going on right now today, January 2020.
2020, who does that?
Okay. Can I say something about my students here? I mean, Phil, April, and Devray have been fantastic to work with. And that's because you have been so open for everything. You have been listening. You have sitting back, even if there have been something that's been uncomfortable for you. You have listening. You have sit with the problem a little bit. And you have received everything. So you have been really open and prepared to go and dig deep, even if it's been, if it's hurt or if it's been difficult, or even sometimes says, oh, this is creepy, I don't want to see this. This in me, but you have been there, and that's why I'm full. I mean, in between tears and laughs and everything that we have been going through. So, I mean, you should have a bigger applause, because the spider is not for everyone, because you have to be prepared to really face the real you with what you think is the bad or negative behaviors or whatever, and to see that and be able to turn it around and see what the strengths are. So you have been absolutely amazing, and I'm so grateful to have you in my little master group right now, because I get so much feedback and energy back myself. So
Brains, we got so tripped out on this, I even got a spider name, okay? I gave Daddy Long Legs, and I'm the Black Widow, okay? But still, we never gave you a spider. What do you want to be?
Whom?
Well, Phil, he could be a tarantula. You want to be a tarantula, boo?
Oh. There is a male tarantula, too, but he has to stay away from you, so you don't need him.
So, Blaze, let us, I don't even know where to begin. Where do we want to begin? We want to bring people up to speed. We're so excited to be together, and I'm so excited to be able to film this. So just kind of go with us and just kind of relax. And I will, again, like I said, play the previous shows that you can bring you up to speed.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's important to know if the first contact you get with a live spider is... because you put so much energy into the ego. But the thing and the key point is that you have to embrace the ego, yes. And it's important for you to, I mean, really express your ego and accept that you have this ego part. But the key point and why it's working is because you allow the ego to be a player with your soul or your purpose or your inner being, or whatever you want to call it. So that's the dance with them. And when you see what the soul and the ego are supposed to create together, that's why you get the downloads. So it's not just about to have a big ego, because then it gets ugly, because you'll get so strong and your strength is you are capable to do anything. So to keep yourself and the world in peace, it's the connection with your higher purpose, a purpose that's higher and bigger than yourself. So I think that's important to know. That's really unique with a spider as an introduction.
Right.
So, okay. So what do you want me to do? Start to check up on where you are with your spider and how you are using it, or April, it's your show, so you have to guide me.
No. I'm gonna sit back
again.
I'm gonna let you drive it. Like I said, you're my Uber driver, baby. And but again, go ahead and facilitate as if we were just, you know, checking in on a regular session. You can do us that way.
Yeah, it sounds like a good gig. So we can start with you, April. What has been your most important things the last weeks?
Last year, 2019?
Yeah.
Was off the chain. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. It was my year of no. I opt to say no more. Remember I told you guys I opt to say no a lot more than saying yes. And let me tell you, it worked like a charm, because I was a lot more in tuned. I was listening more. My sensibility was heightened up.
Yeah.
And I really made a lot of good decisions by holding back and saying no. Yeah. Now I'm in a season of flexibility. I feel that I have went through that, and now I'm feeling a little bit more balanced. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel good with the no. I never had a problem with that. But I also feel strength with the yes. So I'm working in that gray area right now, and I think that was great for me.
Are you prepared to share something about your spider?
Yeah, absolutely. I am.
Then I have a question. When you said you have become better to say no, what driving force? Because when we are talking about the ego, we are talking about driving force. Just you were listening. So okay. Which driving force has been the strongest help for you to be able to say no?
Okay, so if I was looking at my spider, I would say respect and honor.
Yes.
Because then I'm honoring the truth. And yes. If saying no is the truth, and that's my truth, and I feel good with it, I'm in that spider leg, which would be my spider leg number 3.
Yeah. And so in what way have your driving forces that wants to have respect become stronger?
I think they became stronger because I was able to honor it. Even when you say no to others or no is said to you, and remember that's reciprocal both yeah. ways. I was able to accept a no as okay. easily as I was able to deliver the no.
Yeah.
So that was better. That was good for me.
Mm-hmm. So what you actually are saying is that when you gave yourself the respect that your driving force want to have, it was easier for you to say no. Because you start to respect yourself. And that's one thing with the driving forces and with the ego, as you have noticed, that if you give it to yourself what you need the most, it will be easier for you to express it and crave it from others as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was very powerful for me. So again, because like I said, you know, accepting the no, it wasn't personal. I didn't find it offensive. Because I looked at it from the specific spot of when I gave it to someone, what was the intention of giving it? Was yeah. it to be spiteful or to be mean, or was it a good, you know, a decision? What was it? So it was a give and take for me. So it was very powerful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can I also ask you the driving force respect? What kind of intention or the soul mission is in your spider that's connected to your driving force respect?
To honor the truth.
Yes. So that's the difference. So here, just if it's okay, if I should explain for those who is listening. Yeah.
Yes.
So here we have an ego that needs and wants respect. And that driving force and that ego have a partner with the soul who wants to honor the truth. And when they are start to playing together, so the driving force is helping you to do what's right, but in the direction of to honoring the truth. And that's why the ego can never be bad. It can just be a great force to do the right thing that your purpose is about the honor of the truth.
Okay. Yeah. You guys that's get that, brains? It's heavy, okay? Okay, I'm telling you, this is not no flim-flam.
Okay.
This is the business, okay? So pay attention. Rewind if you need to. All right.
Okay, that's good. Devray, if you want to check in, and April took the whole year, so what has been the most significant for you? I asked for 4 weeks, but you took the whole year. So.
Yeah.
She takes everything. Devray.
I think for me, I think the biggest thing, and if you remember, one of my driving forces is being able to role model the change in the world and making things better for individuals. And I think one of the big, you know, kind of intentions is how do you simplify things so that you can do it on a day-to-day basis? It's not this big master plan that you have. It's how can you simplify day-to-day behaviors and things that you do that just make it part of who you've become. And I think for me over the last 4 months, I guess 4 months, 4 weeks is about the same. I mean, the last quarter has been a lot around just really trying to not only get my team together, but figure out how I can be the best person as a leader that I can be to continue to help my team move forward. And then figuring out, you know, kind of what parts of me do my different team members need for me to bring to the forefront for them to be more successful. Because each person is different and each person is looking for something different from their manager or their boss or whatever. So how do you, you know, be those different individuals, although they exist in me and as a person, but how do I be those for those individuals and model that behavior? And so for me, it just was be simple. You know, ask you what you need, you tell me what you need, and I do my best to try to deliver. there were a lot of question and answers of trying to figure out how I can, you know, be the best person. And, it, and to April's point, it's kind of the same way. I'm asking for feedback. I really want to be a better of myself, a better version of myself. And so asking for feedback, even sometimes where it could be challenging or hard to swallow, realizing that it's coming from a good place and they're trying to make me be better as a leader, and I'm trying to make them be better as a leader for them. So kind of mastering all those things together has been, you know, a really interesting kind of journey. And when we first started, one of the things that I remember, you know, we talked a lot about was, you know, what if, at the end of the day, what are you trying to do? And we talked about increasing your consciousness, really being aware of what you're doing, and then what does that impact have on the people around you? So I think that's been the biggest thing that's kind of really jumped out at me is sometimes we're not always aware of our sphere of influence or how much we impact others or even who we're impacting. There may be people that we come across each and every day that we think we don't touch or we don't have impact on, but really in all trueness and fairness, we do. We have a lot of impact on those folks. And we may not know it through conversation. We may not come in contact with them on a regular, but when you watch the actual actions, behaviors, and things that come out from it, you see your influence, you see your fingerprint on the things that people are doing. And hopefully those are things that are making the world a better place versus making the world a worse place. And if they are, you kind of have to look in the mirror again and go, okay, what do I have to do with that part? Am I impacting negatively just as much as I want to impact positively?
Yeah, good. I just want to make a comment here, Anne.
Sure.
You are listening now, you can hear that Deborah is only speaking from his soul. He's just speaking about what he can make better for other people. But what you will know is, and this is what's happening, because here he has your to become a role model. And here you can see how it merged the ego and the soul. And when that's happened, it's just a big soul. I mean, you are just pointing in the direction to help and make better for others. At the same time, the ego in you, I mean, you can be a role model and you feel good about it. And the ego is working, can work as hard. But really can work hard to do the best of the situation. Because when you get the feedback and when people experience you as a role model, it just energy boost and the ego can do all the practical work that needs to be done to fulfill the soul's mission. So this is a perfect example when everything is in alignment. You still have the ego that gets the feedback, but you are doing good for others. So it's it's just wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Okay, it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we put you on hold a little bit and then we check in with Phil. So what has been the biggest impact on you during last year?
Well, it's interesting. Thank you for the question. So I would have told you when we started this, writing the book would have been the biggest deal. And yet I just launched the second of three books this week. And already the third book has come into, these are business books. So the third book's already come into my mind. Yeah. However, for me, it's spider leg number one. If you can see it here.
Yeah, we have it. Yeah.
So, and its date is September 18th. So success is the driving force. Mm-hmm. Relationships is the intention. And the life project is D&I. Mm-hmm. So let me just tell you how this has played out. And it's kind of funny, and I'll keep it as short as I can.
Good. Interesting. Yeah.
So this right here that I'm holding up.
Oh, look.
So this is...
I got him a name badge.
Right. Yeah. Diversity and Inclusion Director for the San Antonio Human Resources. For 2 years, I'm on the board focused on D&I for San Antonio and the human resources community.
Okay, what is D&I?
So D&I is Diversity and Inclusion. Okay. And so I have that role now for 2 years, and I've just started that with a strategic planning meeting over the weekend, and I can already tell there's going to be tons of fun, not the least of which is going to be a symposium dedicated to diversity and inclusion in October of this year. Another thing that's happened in the vein of diversity and inclusion is I've gotten involved with the LGBTQ Chamber of Commerce here. I've been asked to become a board member, and I'm working with the coalition in Texas, which is all four cities, Houston, Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio, to form one coalition for the Chamber of Commerce. So it's the first time that any of the cities within a state have come together to form a coalition. So I'm involved with that. And then last and the most exciting thing, and I was just talking about it before I came on, is I've become involved with the TEDx organization here in San Antonio. And I am the lead organizer for the LGBTQ salon that will take place in San Antonio in June. And it is the first ever LGBTQ salon for TED anywhere in the world. Wow. So it's crazy to think that my success ego and my relationship intention have been dancing these last 6 months or so to bring these things into fruition. So the first 6 months of 2020 for me, I'm quite humbled by where it is. I'm quite humbled.
Good. And this is also a really great example how you expand. Because in the beginning, when the ego is, you get to know your ego, and in this case, the success, it's easy to say, okay, the success ego want to write a book. And maybe I want to be an author. And you think, that's it. If I get that, and I feel successful. But when you start doing it, it was the second book, it's the third book, and now you are in a completely different place.
Yes.
So, yeah. And that's why when you include the ego and this for the relationships, and as you said, when they are dancing together, there are no limits. Exactly. The only limit you have is the physical time of doing everything, because there is nothing that's impossible to do. There is nothing that scares you. It's nothing. At the first time when, if you haven't written a book, for example, it could be really scary. Or who am I to be an author? Who wants to buy my book? Do I really have anything to say? And that's the fear from the ego, who question everything. But when the ego, okay, it's okay for you to be successful, to feel all this success. And when you connect with the intention and how can I better this world? Where is my place in the world? What's one of my purposes? And then everything, there is nothing that's impossible. And it really is not.
It's interesting you say that. So thank you. So I'm really getting into the comfort of being an author writer. And yes. What happened recently was I write for a platform called The Goodman Project, and I write articles regularly, and I have a column on it. And so what happened was over the holidays, I was sick and I didn't submit regularly. And I got an email from the managing editor asking me, was I going to submit? Was I taking a break? And basically saying, we really look forward to your submissions. Readers really pay attention to what you're writing. And we appreciate the fact that you're such a great storyteller. And I had to sit back and really hold on to, okay, I'm being recognized by somebody who's not, you know, he's not Speedy Gonzalez. He's not a character, right? He's a real person. And yes. He's this is what you're doing, and here's the impact. And so it takes my breath away sometimes when I think about where I am now as compared to that book at the beginning.
Exactly. So that's the thing, when the ego is allowed to be a player in your life, the fear disappears. I mean, the fears that's connecting to the ego, who am I and everything and what are people going to say, and that kind of fear disappears.
And just one last thing around it. So I have at least 6 people that have come to me and had conversations with me, various conversations, where I'm going to be their book coach in 2020. And I'm going to coach them on writing their books.
Wow. You see. Yeah. No, it's good work. And be on your journey and see how you have grown and you have, taking care of all the projects that's falling into your lap. It's been amazing. And this is just the beginning. And just because now you have started to get to know your life spider, you know it works, and you know that what you are doing right now, this is just one of 6 life purposes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the thing, that when you start, it's not that you have not just one purpose, you have 6 of them, and all of them are as big as one of those. And that's the thing. So during this year, this spider leg maybe will be on hold for a little bit, and something that's even bigger than you ever can think about will show up. And it will happen like April said in the introduction, you will have another download. And I will enjoy being and listening to that download.
Well, right here on the Edge Brains.
No, actually, it is the beginning, because the more you get to know your spider, the more you trust the spider, because the spider is the map, for the roadmap for the rest of your life. So you never have to be a seeker anymore. I mean, you don't have to look for what am I supposed to do, because you have that written down on paper.
Well,
release lots of stress and questioning and confusion and frustration, because you know, and if you just go back, when you really learn how to go back and look at the spider, when you get in the dark, deep, dark hole, where it happens all the time. I mean, and there you can see there is a switch between different intentions. So when you activate another intention, you can go to your spider. Okay, what's the reason why I'm feeling so bad right now? I have success with all my books. I have had this TED Talk stuff going on. Everything has been perfect. And suddenly I'm laying here and just feel like I'm in a dark, dark hole. And then you can ask your spider, okay, what's going on? And you will look at your intentions and see, wow, here I feel some vibration, a positive feeling compared to the spider leg I'm in, the intention I'm in right now. And that's why you can do all this shift in life more faster and less painful. Because that's what's happened when people, most of the time when people is get into this, I call it the dark black hole, and you think, okay, nothing is fun. I thought this was fun 2 weeks ago, and now I have no energy of doing it anymore. Why? Why is that? Right. And then you have the answer back in the spider. Because you know, when you did your spider, you know it for you. So the more you trust what's in your spider, the better everything will be. Everything will expand. And it will allow yourself to move from one project to another. It will be okay for you to switch clients or work or whatever. You are allowed, kind of authorized to do changes in your life without asking anybody else.
Okay, nice.
So you'll be allowed that flexibility, which is
right. Funny.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So that's the next year will be, it will be a of a year, 2020.
Be ready.
Yes. So, okay. So that was a quick checkup for 2019. So what will happen now in 2020, April? Wait, I rephrase the question. What spider leg do you feel it's active right now for you?
Seven.
And what is the intention in number seven?
The intention is acknowledge. And then the driving force is to bring on the best people.
Okay. So I would say bring in the best people is your intention, and be acknowledged is your driving force.
Right.
Yes. Right. Okay. Bring in the best people. Can you just explain a little bit about what it is about.
I had a couple downloads the other day. I had a talk with God, and he opened up the tin can, poured into the brain. And, you know, there are some people that I've really been, I dream about, you know, that's my download. That's where my dreams come from. That I want guests on my show, that I want to deliver a message, that I want to be a part of this platform. And so I'm really going to proactively seek them out. There's a lot of people that I could ask, but out of respect, you know, I don't ask. But why not? You know, why not pick the low-hanging fruit? People that you know that are willing, that will give you 20, 30 minutes of their time and can change 56,000, 58,000 people's lives under the sound of their voice. So that's my goal this year, is to really go out and continue to be the best and the brightest. I had over 220 episodes last year, and this year I'm looking for 300.
Okay. Is it okay if I expand your intention a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me get some text.
Okay. So if we just use the fantasy a little bit, or imagination. So what difference will it make in the world if you bring in, what you say, the right people or the best people? I don't remember how you, it will happen because of that.
There's going to be a change in the frequency. There's going to be a lot more awareness. There's going to be a lot more consciousness. And in my heart of hearts, Brigitta, I think there's going to be a shift.
Yeah, it's going to be a shift, yeah. So how do you feel when you think about this? I get goosebumps.
I know. I my feet don't touch the ground, teacher.
No.
My feet do not touch the ground. No. I'm telling you, I'm not afraid. I was afraid a little bit, but, you know, Father told me clearly, I'm with you. You know, I'm with you. Carry on, my child. I'm with you. So, you know, fear is of the unknown, but that's what risk takers do. And yeah. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous now, but I'm
That's good. And that's the right feeling. You should be nervous because this is big stuff. No, it is. And so to keep your feet on the ground, we are happy that you have your driving force that want this to be a knowledge. So in what way will your ego to be a knowledge or acknowledgement? I don't know how to explain it. How will it help you to manifest this project for you, this intention? How will it help you?
How will acknowledgement help?
Yes.
How will that stroke my ego?
Exactly.
Good. Because I think that it changes the frequency because it's more awareness. I'm penetrating and I'm saturating more people. And that is the core of my spider is communication. That is my purpose. That is that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Okay. So, and my guess, if I'm right, is when you have an ego that love acknowledgement, you will never question to stick your nose out there. And there will nothing that fear to holding you back or no person will be big. Too big for you to reach out to, because the ego wants to do those activities to really get connected with the best people.
Okay, but you know what? I got goosebumps because I just had a download, and the download was my year of no last year has prepared me for the acknowledgement of this year.
Yeah, exactly. Now I got goosebumps too. Yeah. And you can feel it.
I can feel it because if I was not able to deliver and accept, I'm not able to edit and filter, nor am I able to receive the blessings because all of them aren't going to be good and some of them are not going to be extended.
No.
So I think that was, Woo, Brains, we letting you into the room, okay?
Yes. So this is also to demonstrate how, because if you hadn't have your driving force so clear that it's okay to ask for acknowledgement, you would have holding back your actions. So your intention to bring in the right people to raise the frequency, if we call it like that, you need the acknowledgement ego that will help you doing the right thing in the physical format.
Right. Because the acknowledgement is the awareness. And if people don't acknowledge and know who you are and be aware of who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it. So my, you know, from my acknowledgement and my part of the ego, Brains, please understand, you're not embarrassed by that. You embrace that because now I have fed that. So now I don't have to suppress it. I don't have to feel bad about it, shame about it. I know who it is and how to greet it and how to treat it when it shows up. Thank you, Peter.
Exactly. That's no, it's wonderful. Good example. You're doing great, April.
Good.
Okay, we ask Dev Ray the same question. What's spider leg or intention is activated for 2020, do you think?
Well, I think... it's interesting because I was trying to, you know, think about it as April was talking, but I think the leg is, and I'm not sure which one I have it on mine, but I think it's the top.
The 11. We call it.
Yeah, 11. It's more like 11, but it's around being the best at what we do and what you do and how you do it. But as I started thinking about kind of the driving force of that work, it was more around, it's not about looking at activity, but it's looking at impact.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times you do a lot of stuff, but you don't necessarily see the impact that you desire. So when you start looking at your results, you say, gosh, you know, I've done a lot of work. I've been working really, really hard at this or that, and you're not seeing the results that you're looking for. So then I started to think back, okay, so how intentional am I being at doing the things that will give the greatest impact versus just being busy or just having, you know, activity? Because a lot of times people just, I plan this activity, I plan this event, I did this, I did that. But then you look at the impact and it's minimal impact. So your effort is not yielding the results that you want, and it's exhausting you because you're not being intentional about trying to get the impact versus activity.
Okay, can I just ask a question? Because sure. I didn't have any time to bring your spiders so I could look at them. So
I told them, I sent a memo, be sure to bring your spider.
That's, I read it, but I was 5-10 minutes late because of the ducks.
Yeah.
So I had no time. So that's why I'm asking you. What's your intention? What have you been reading in your, what is the intention and what is the driving force?
Well, I think the driving force is being the best.
Oh, that's being the best. And what's in your intention?
And I think in my intention is what I talked a little bit about before is simplifying or simplification, to get results. How do you simplify things to get results? Okay. So go ahead.
I think this intention is about, and this is also what's happening when you have put your intentions in, you have to work on them. You can always, what you say, refine them, make them more brilliant. And I think what you are saying right now is that this intention is to create, simplify, to create or make a bigger impact.
Yes.
Yeah, and there is more, but we have to take that in another sense. But it's to make an impact in some good by simplification,
right.
Or yes, yeah. And that's what you, the connection between your driving force to be the best. I mean, you are allowed to be the best. Because here, if I'm gossip a little bit, I remember that there were something you said that I don't have to be the best all the time, because that's why should you be the best? That's typical. You feel ashamed of wanting to be the best. But here you can see by wanting to be the best, your ego feels so great when you feel, I am my best. I'm best right now. Will give you the strength to simplify, to create a bigger impact in the world, in your environment, in the workplace or whatever. So that's a reason for you to really be the best. And you are the best, Devray. You are the best.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of work. I think that, you know, for all the folks that are listening to us, this has been, for all the brains. For all the brains that are listening to us, I think what you're seeing is the product of a lot of really deep self-reflection, but also a lot of listening and a lot of questioning and probing to get to a point where you actually are comfortable with the true you and who you really are. Yeah. And I think that's what Birgitta's really helped us get to in this process is, you know, creating a really solid foundation on understanding who the true you is, and then being able to work from a place of strength. So that you can continue to do a lot of this work. You know, a lot of the work that everyone's doing and everyone's talking about is, you know, yes, it can be heavy, but it's how you carry it.
Yeah.
You know, you can carry it differently. That will allow you to do it more consistently and sustain that carry if you're carrying it in the right way versus carrying it in the wrong way, which then is counterproductive and it breaks you down, makes you tired, makes you exhausted. We are understanding in this process that you can't get tired of being you. And if you understand who the real you is, then you are in a better position to really sustain that and then really help others. You can't help others or you can't be at your best until you are sure who you are and are comfortable with that position. And if you're not comfortable with that position, understanding the steps and intentionality that it takes to make those changes so that you do feel comfortable. So I think that's kind of where we are.
Okay, so I just have to what you saw right now is this is how a person who is talking about his intention, about the purposes, they never stop talking. So you Dev Ray did right now, he was talking about how is he going to make an impact. And he described it, and he, I mean, it's full in his head. Yeah, I mean, we make a bigger impact if you are the authentic you and really know who you are. So this is his concept he was trying to teach us right now. And this is how it feels when you really are connected with yourself, as Dev Ray explained. That's how it works. So if someone can't stop talking, you are in the right place. So well, that's also a nice demonstration, Dev Ray.
But let me say one thing too. Mm-hmm. Ray's also something that we learned that was so powerful is how you can utilize this strategically, that you are able to walk into a room and survey the whole boardroom within a matter of minutes. Once you are engaged in this process and understand it, oh my goodness, I tell you, the goosebumps just pop up, is that you are able to go in and read each person at the table and understand what you need to do to feed their ego. And it is okay to feed their ego. Some people like to be publicly acknowledged. Some people like money. Some people like rewards. Some people just like to be kept in the shadows. But once you are impassioned and in tune to what is going on with your spider, you're able to read other people's spider. Am I right or wrong, family?
You're absolutely right. And, and that's what Deborah said. It sounds maybe easy right now and so obvious and self-evident, but to get to that point that you really know the true you, it's not that easy. There is no happiness or form to find your purposes if you really want to do it from the foundation of what you have done. As you said in the beginning, it's taking you a year. But now you have the foundation and it will never, ever change. I mean, you can never, never, ever go back to where you were before. It's impossible. That door is closed. It's absolutely impossible.
What? I'm sorry, who's that? It just came out of the bushes. The little kitty. Who's that?
It's a kitty. Oh, yeah. I didn't see it. Okay, they love that.
A download.
No, just a cat. I'm sorry. I'm glad this was not the goat. Okay. But okay, guys. Phil has to check into before we summarize this. So, Phil, what's the most important for you now, 2020?
Have an intention. So, Devery, I really like what you said about impact, because when I look at some of the things that I did last year, for example, I've been trying to have a meeting with the woman who's the CEO for the National Diversity Council. I ended up having a meeting with her, but not before I reached out and met the founder of the Diversity Council. And the point there is that when I'm clear about who I am and the impact that I believe that I can have on the things that are most important to me, then there's really nothing that's going to stop me from reaching out and figuring out how to have conversations with these people, which is exactly what keeps happening. So for me, I'm really clear that I'm in my leg one. My driving force is success. So I want to be successful with this. And I need to be really clear about how I'm defining success, because there has to be a financial component included in that. Mm-hmm. Although I'm doing a lot of nonprofit work. The relationships, which is my intention, that comes so naturally for me that when I walk into a room and there's 20 people, when I walk out, I have 19 new best friends. And so I just play to that. I don't have to be anything other than like what Deborah said. I just walk in, I'm myself, I have conversations, and boom, it's good to go. The thing that's surprising to me is that it's like the ruby slippers. I've always had them on. D&I, diversity and inclusion, being a gay white male, I never thought that I had anything to bring to the table. In fact, I've written quite a bit about it, because people will discount me when I walk in the room as, oh, there's a white man, what's he doing here? The reality is that the more I talk to people who are in these leadership roles around diversity and inclusion, there is a, we'll call it this, there's an interest, a hunger, and a thirst for somebody who came out in 1981, 1982, and had a career for 35 years working in workplaces and creating ERGs, employee resource groups, different things like that. So what I'm doing is I'm more and more stepping into this role as a mentor at 61 years of age and realizing that this is the season of life I'm in. And my leg one with success, relationships, and D&I is exactly where I want to be right now. And all these things are going to manifest this year with the symposium in October, the TEDx talk, the coalition of the chambers coming together. Whatever all these things are that are coming together, back to Devray's thing, it's about impact. I want people to walk away from those experiences with their minds blown and their hearts open.
Okay. Just a quick question. We might not have time to go deeper into that, but what you said now. If you look at your spider, what other, except spider leg number one, what other intention is that connected to? Because this is something, what you are doing now is so big, so I think there is another intention that is on its way to be activated.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the one directly across from it, which would be what, seven, it has being famous.
Yeah.
And then it also has integrated leadership.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right? So there's not yet a life project there.
No.
But those two things to me seem to line up in terms of being famous and having this integrated leadership mentorship.
Yes. Okay, there you go. So now you have to think about to look more into that intention and ask your spider, what do you mean about this integrating leadership and see what's happening? Because that means that you can, in the project you have in the real life right now, those projects can grow and be so much bigger, become so much bigger if you separate those into intentions.
Okay.
Instead of keeping it in just think it's just in the one number one leg with the relationships, it will have a huge impact if you include this integration leadership and that you start to allow your ego to be famous. That will expand. The success is not enough. So now, no.
I couldn't agree with you more. Found me out.
So the next step right now, it's that you take your little ego in your lap and say, okay, we are going to be famous. What do you think about that?
You didn't tell us to sit with it this time.
Yeah, you have to sit with that a little bit, because that could be a scary thing. I mean, success, now you have to accept that, but this is to take yourself to another level, and you do it by focus on the
I love that, because what I'll tell you is with the TEDx and also the coalition of the chambers, those are two things that are being done for the first time. And what I know about the TEDx community is when they find out, because there's only 28 LGBT talks on TED already, right? So when they find out that there's a model for doing a salon on the LGBTQ and I was the organizer for it, I have the opportunity to be that integrated leader across the globe when it comes to these salons.
Yeah.
And you'll I can see the vision. I can see the future of it.
Exactly. So, and it will be so much easier for everything with its flow better. When you, so it's important that you put your project that's going on, work, project, clients, whatever, in to the, connect that to the right intention. Because then you have the driving force to be famous, because now you can start to looking, okay, TEDx, yeah, they have lots of views. They even put it on the YouTube and it will be millions of people are looking, okay, I'm going to be famous. And your ego will feel so great about that. And that will give you so much more power to take action in different things. Okay, what else can I let my face be known? So instead of thinking about success and money and those stuff that's connected with that, just focusing on to be famous. And that will help you to grow your project.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, guys. No, have you had a kid again?
This is amazing. Brains only here on the edge with April Mahoney. The wonderful, incredible, irreplaceable, remarkable Brigitte Granström. You know,
it's so wonderful.
We applaud you, Queen. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I applaud you too.
We've got Devray Kirkland out of Columbus, Ohio, and we have Phil Bolander. I got my fingers pointed wrong.
And he's here.
Out of, you know, San Antonio, Texas. Brigitte, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. Tell them a little bit about, you know, I don't know if you're still licensing it or coaching, but tell us, you know, because we need to bring this to the United States. This is all the rave. I'm telling you, I got my whole Swedish fan club. Black Spider System. They still loving the sister over in Sweden. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. a lot of them didn't even speak English, but they would translate because they knew how invaluable this work is. So please, in closing, you know, give us your little recap and tell us how to get in contact with you.
Yeah. Okay. First, if you want to start to read and dive deeper into the Life Spider, it's lifespideracademy.com. So lifespideracademy.com. And there is tons of things you can listen or download for free and just to get to know the Life Spider. And as I said, I've been working on the Life Spider. It's a whole system, and this is just a little tiny part. And actually, it answers the question, what is the meaning of your life? Who are you? And the real on the bottom. So there is answers for everything that I can't talk about right now. And I've been on the Swedish market for the last 10 years to try out the concept. So there is hundreds of thousands of people who has the Life Spider in Sweden. We have licensed, I have, I think, 16 licensed Life Spider coaches, and have been taking them 4 years to be able to do this process. So there is resources, and now it's comfortable. I have answer for everything. So it's the time. 2020 will be a launch in United States to start with, when I'm here, and even in New Zealand, because I have one of my Life Spider coaches are in New Zealand. So now we are going globally.
Canada too. Don't you have someone in Canada?
Sorry, and we have people who are working in Canada as well.
Right, because we have a large Canadian following on the edge.
So we has been working on the underground to just. To make sure it works from all part, and so it's a complex system, and I love to talk about it, but you have to dive deep into it. And when you, if you feel okay, I'm curious, you don't have to understand it, but you get the right feeling. Okay, I'm curious about this. I feel this is something for me. Then just contact me, send me an email, or find me whatever on the social media, and we will answer. And we will figure it out. Is this for you? Where do we start somewhere? Because there are certain levels, so you can be in this system for years and still just keep on going. Mm-hmm. But we are, actually, I'm talking to people and say, is this right for you? As I said from the beginning, it's not for everyone. You need to have the ambitions and want to be, have the ambition to know more about yourself. And so, but then we are figuring that out together, if it's right. So please, welcome. And just sign up on the newsletter and you will have more information, and invite you to the free webinars and all this stuff. And we are playing around and just having fun.
So and I'm going to put all of our contact information on, and we're going to play this over and over and over again. It has just been so wonderful to have you back home with me, Brains. I love you guys so much. Again, I can't thank you for the downloads, for the love, for the laughs, for the tears, everything. Would anyone like to say anything in closing before we conclude our session?
It's a great experience. I'm glad to be a part of it. And I would tell you to take Birgitta up on her offer to get more information. It's been life-changing.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. All right. And you, Philip, we love you.
Love you too. Love you all. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for hijacking me, because this was fun, April.
we didn't even get to talk about the animals on the farm and stuff, but we'll do that next.
No, exactly. Okay, it's wonderful. And I'm looking forward to getting in contact with your Brains.
Thank you very much.
I do.
I'm telling you, get in contact with her. I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Yeah, bye-bye.